This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Am I reading this?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone listening, we want you to know that God is not mad at you, but He will show His discipline towards your mistakes and your sin. Mm-hmm. Okay? You know what? It's not uncommon to be unaware that God's discipline causes you to feel abandoned and overwhelmed, but it does.
It does.
Call it what it is. If you're feeling God's discipline, don't despair. Okay? His favor and His protection is never beyond your reach.
Well, that's for sure. We've got some really great passages.
This is something you never hear about.
I know. The first one is in Psalm 60, 1 through 5. You have rejected us, O God, and broken our defenses. You have been angry with us. Now restore us to your favor. You have shaken our land and split it open. Seal the cracks, for the land trembles. You have been very hard on us, making us drink wine that sent us reeling. But you have raised a banner for those who fear you, a rally point in the face of attack. In Proverbs 3:11-12.
This one is...
My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when He corrects you.
That's right.
For the Lord corrects those He loves.
That's right.
Just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights.
He's the best parent ever. That's what we always say.
I'm telling you, man, He is.
And it's all about us being in rebellion.
It is.
And there's no security for those of us who are walking in opposition to Him, who are rebelling, especially those of us that are not willingly knowing that we're doing the wrong thing.
And the last one is Revelation 3:19. I correct and discipline everyone I love. So be diligent and turn from your indifference.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whew. That's something, man.
It's hard to hear. You know, God, He loves us, and we always say He's the best parent ever.
Yes, He is.
And, you know, you may not recognize it, but if you're feeling, like we mentioned earlier, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
If you're feeling abandoned, God can't, he doesn't look at sin. He can't look at sin.
Yeah.
Just like when Jesus was on the cross and He said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?"
Yeah.
Jesus took everything on the cross.
Yeah.
Everything that we could have ever done. God can't look at that.
That's right.
And he said on the cross, "Why have you left me? Why have you forsaken me?" Well, that's what we feel when God is disciplining us.
And you can see here in the scriptures where it's talking about God's anger is when we sin or have shortfalls.
Make mistakes.
And make mistakes. And we don't ask for His forgiveness.
Yeah.
And we just keep on going. Like, you know, it's no big deal.
But see, when you get into trouble... And you're crying out to Him, He will show you some steps and things that you can start doing to correct the situation.
That's right.
But it's still up to us whether we do them or not.
Right.
And if we continue to not do what He's showing us to make it right, we're going to still feel these horrible wilderness abandoned feelings.
Well, when we ask for His forgiveness, that's when He wants to show us these things.
Well, He's never left us.
No,
but
never.
We've left Him.
Yeah, we've left Him. We've separated ourselves from Him. And so, you know, when we ask Him for forgiveness and we ask Him restore us to Him, then, you know, that's when we need to repent and renew our relationship with Him. You know, the consequences of our sins and mistakes often hurt others as well. We need to be sensitive to that fact and do our best to make amends, you know, not just to God, but maybe to those who we've hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Man, discipline's never easy to take. You know, I remember, you know, when you're a kid, you know, and your parents discipline you for some reason. Like, you know, I hate you, you know. I don't like you, you know. But then, of course, the older you get, you know, you look back and you go, man, thank goodness that they were like that.
Mm-hmm.
you know, trying to set me straight, and, you know, because they've been through it, you know. Just like God. Look at Jesus. He's been through every single situation that you'll ever go through. Mm-hmm. All the sins of the world were put on his shoulders. All. Mm-hmm. The worst that you can think of. Okay? And so he's been there. He can empathize with you. He doesn't sympathize with you. He empathizes. He's been there, done that.
But like you said, in the word, discipline is never easy to take.
Mm-mm.
But in the midst of it, he will provide us with the direction we need to gain his favor and his protection.
Yeah.
And it's not by continually doing what we know to be rebelling against his will.
Well, he's revealed spiritual recovery in his word.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important to read his word. We're both reading Psalms right now.
I know. And if you read Psalm 68, at the end of verse 6, it says, "But for rebels, there is famine and distress."
Yeah.
Ooh, famine and distress. What kind of famine anybody listening, do you feel like you're in?
Yeah.
What kind of distress do you feel like you're in? Could it be there's rebellion? Could it?
Yeah.
Only we can answer that for ourselves.
Or is there no sign of repentance?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. Well, when God disciplines us, he's not doing it because he hates us or likes to see us suffer. He doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to see us suffer. He is correcting us because he loves us. And he doesn't want us to go any further, honey, in that sin. You know, he wants us just to, you know, say, you know, enough's enough.
Right.
You know, this stops today.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you. Those of us who may have had abusive parents or maybe an upbringing that you didn't have a parent, one of the parents in your lives at all, you might have a hard time grasping what love is, what a nurturing God really is. Because the parental figures you had in your life maybe just weren't the example.
Mm-hmm.
We need to look into the Gospels. We need to look to the Word of God and really examine, Jesus, man, show me your love.
Mm-hmm.
What is love? What is unconditional love? I've never seen it before. I saw it. You've seen it, honey, in your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But many people haven't.
I know.
Many people would go to minister to, honey. They've never seen a loving parent.
Mm-hmm.
So when we understand that Jesus and God are one and the same, we can more readily understand that God's love for us has our best interest in mind.
That's right.
When he disciplines us.
And nobody likes to hear this, but there's always tremendous lessons to be learned in these situations.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what it can be about when you get to the other side. Oh, let me tell you what I learned in this. Boy, I learned suffering. I know what people are talking about now.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize I was going the wrong direction. I pray never do that again. All of that. And it's there if we're willing to take a self-examination and decide, I got to accept responsibility. And you hear that a lot from us. But it's true. And God, he loves us.
He does.
But he also loves us like a parent is supposed to love us. If he just, it's just a quick fix for all the messes that we create.
Yeah.
What's in that?
Hmm.
There's nothing in that except enablement.
That's right.
And it enables us to just keep doing it and realize, well, God will get me out of this quickly.
Yeah.
No. Sometimes you got to carve your way out of it just a little bit at a time, and in most cases, it didn't happen overnight anyway. If you're in the situation where you just feel like I feel abandoned, I feel overwhelmed. Well, take a look and see where you're not exercising God's will, but you're exercising your own, and you'll get some answers.
Yeah. You know, and don't walk in shame.
No.
Okay. I mean, man, we all make mistakes, man. I make them every day. You know. But you know what? He's there for you. You know, embrace the discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people that may be listening to this podcast right now don't understand what it means about God's discipline. Okay? And the reason why, maybe you haven't given your heart to him. Okay? That you haven't experienced a true unconditional love of a loving father. And maybe those maybe have and walked away, or maybe those in church, been in church a long time, just don't realize what unconditional love is. You know what? Today's the day to give your life to Christ, to embrace the discipline so you can know the love. Please pray this prayer. In Jesus' name. Jesus, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven because I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need your discipline. Lord, I need your unconditional love. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank y'all so much. Yeah, I know this is a little longer podcast, but you know what, man? It was a necessary podcast to have, and we're just so blessed that you tuned into us. And if you gave your life to Christ, please email us at info@livingitup.org.
Yeah, let us know. Okay, so remember, as you go throughout the rest of this day and your weekend, God's not mad at you, but he will show his discipline towards your mistakes and your sins, just like he does with us.
That's right.
Keep living it up.
While beginning again.